Good morning, everybody. 6:45, 1 degree outside. Today is Monday, the 13th of December, 2010. Yes, 1 degree outside, just above freezing. Supposed to get a bit cooler on later on this week. I love Mondays. Mondays is audio boo day. Because I don't have a chance to catch up at the weekend, I get to drive to work, all the way to work, and pretty much all the way back again, listening to audio boos, which, considering my journey's 50 minutes, and it's 5 minutes in audio boo, that's quite impressive. Helped by a number of multiple boos. Syzygy, love it. I'm a bit concerned that I'm going to hear myself again, looking at some of Simon's future boos that I haven't had a chance to look at yet. But yes, definitely, I'm going to have to find a way of putting that in at the beginning of my audio boos. And I've got an idea for a response. Yes, there will be, unfortunately, people, another musical interlude from Rantings of a Northern Bloke coming your way some point soon. But I wanted to, I haven't had a chance to catch up with everybody, but I wanted to spend the rest of this audio boo in response to Yana, JN2N, on the subject of tuition fees. When tuition fees were first introduced, the first people to pay them were the people who started university in the year 1998. Oh! Guess when I started university. Yes, the people that were before us didn't really campaign much on our behalf, as they weren't going to be affected. It's quite interesting, actually. I also disagree with all of the tactics and the violence, and especially the lack of respect for authority. You had the picture of the guy doing whatever he was doing on Winston Churchill's statue. Things like that are just wrong. However, interestingly enough, whilst I was at university, I was involved in a number of demonstrations down in London, campaigning against tuition fees. Now, they were peaceful. They were big, but they were peaceful, and they were quite popular, but interestingly enough, obviously didn't make the impression on the psyche of the public, and weren't reported as widely as the ones this last coming week with all the violence. And that brings me back to many topics I've had, which is any news good news? Yes, okay. You know, you've got the students doing things they shouldn't be doing, but at least people are looking at the fact that they are demonstrating, whereas when we went, maybe it didn't hit the news as much. I mean, I ended up with a loan of 12 grand for my 4 years at university, and I'm just about to pay that off now, which is 8 years after I left university. If you treble that, you will end up in a situation where people are paying off their student loans when their kids are going to university. It was interesting what Yana said about the Welsh and Scottish and English. Strangely enough, it's illegal to discriminate between European member states. So the treatment for European students has to be the same as the treatment for English students. However, the same doesn't apply within the same EU state, so it's perfectly legal to discriminate against various parts of the same country, which is why Scotland and Wales can do what they're doing. Yeah, and that's the choice that their government's made. They have a budget, and that's how they've chosen to spend it. Yes, that money comes from Westminster, but, you know, that was always the case. Nobody complained, and they can spend it how they want to a certain extent. Anyway, 5 minutes is almost up, and I will look forward to listening to everybody else's audio boos on the way home, and no doubt we'll have a response. Thanks all for listening. Bye for now.